أزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to teach all of us, inshallah, from the Quran and Sunnah. أسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to guide us for knowledge, which is very important. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لساعة علم خير لك من عبادة 70 عاما. One hour or one time of knowledge you spend it for the cause of Allah, it's better for you than you worship Allah 70 years direct by yourself. Meaning exactly the great reward in the class of the knowledge, because that is the most important for the Muslim, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah to teach all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Last week, alhamdulillah, we had these classes, As-Sunan al-Ratiba, and we discussed it between the Sunnah al-Ratiba, it's mean the obligatory Sunnah, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommend, high recommended from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the believer to make this salawat sunan mu'akkada, mu'akkada, sunnah. And we found the difference between the sunnah mu'akkada and nafila. Sunnah mu'akkada, the Prophet want you to make it. Nafila, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommend you to do it, but it's not obligation. If you didn't do it, you're not a sinner. It's contribution. And this is what we need to reach today. Last week, we remind ourselves from Hadith al-Bukhari, Ibn Umar. He said, حفظت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عشرة ركعات. عشر ركعات. I kept from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's mean he learned. He was eyewitness from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he performed 10 ركعة. And he starts mentioning it. The two ركعة before ظهر. جزاك الله خير يا شيخنا. جزاك الله خير. Two rak'ah before dhuhr. Two rak'ah after dhuhr. Two rak'ah after maghrib. Two rak'ah after isha. Two rak'ah after fajr. That is the 10 which Abdullah ibn Umar in Bukhari wa Muslim. Bukhari wa Muslim. And he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pray the sunnat al-maghrib wa sunnat al-isha in his house. He proved from the Prophet ﷺ, he never prayed the two sunnah after Maghrib or two sunnah after Isha in the masjid. And Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, I travel with the Prophet ﷺ, go all over. And I kept this salat, I never see him pray the sunnah al-Maghrib, sunnah al-Isha in the masjid. He always did it in his house. And we have a comment about this, about most of us do this two rak'ah in the masjid. Raka after Maghrib, two Raka after Isha in the Masjid. We'll clear this inshallah ta'ala, but this from the Prophet ﷺ. But what I want to clear it again fast. We are confused between four Raka before Dhuhr and two Raka before Dhuhr. And we said from Ibn Umar, we kept from him, he was eyewitness that the Prophet ﷺ made only in the Masjid 10. He said, I kept from the Prophet ﷺ, that's mean 10 Raka. And two for Maghrib and two for Isha after, it was in his house. That's what he says. The four rak'ah is, it's mentioned for Aisha in Bukhari also. It's authentic, sahih. It said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never left this four rak'ah in all his life. Four rak'ah in before Dhuhr. People confuse. If this is mu'akkada or this is nafila. That's my goal. Concentrate. If this is mu'akkada or nafila. Mu'akkada, as we agree, Muslims should pray all this mu'akkada, the obligatory sunnah, before or after if every salah, as we kept it, the 10 rak'ah. But when we come to the situation of nafila, which is contribution, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha said, he prayed this 4 rak'ah in his home. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and Imam al-Tirmizi, they say this 4 rak'ah is totally different than the mu'akkada in Salat al-Dhuhr. People thought when they pray the 4 rak'ah before, because all your deeds in Islam, it's upon your intention. When I stand up to pray for the salah, shall I make this 4 rak'ah mu'akkada, it's obligatory sunnah all my life? No, the situation will be different. You cannot have this intention. This 4 rak'ah, which is the Prophet ﷺ did it in his house from the chapter of nafila, contribution. If you want to do it, you will be rewarded, because the Prophet ﷺ has a beautiful hadith from Ummu Habiba, We'll come to this inshallah ta'ala. And when you come to the masjid, you owe only two rak'ah before dhuhr. That's called mu'akkada. Sunnah mu'akkada. So that in a matter of fact, that the two rak'ah before dhuhr, it's mu'akkada. It's mean obligatory sunnah. The Prophet did it all the time in the masjid. But the four rak'ah, he did it in his house. This is from the door of nafila. Nafila. Who mentioned this? Al-Bukhari. ومسلم الإمام أحمد الترمذي النسائي. This four rak'ah which the people thought he has to pray before the dhuhr is not مؤكدة. But wait a second here. We have another problem. It's in البخاري also mentioned from أم حبيبة. Who is أم حبيبة? The wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. She said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said من صلى أربع ركعات قبل الظهر واثنتي قبل الفجر أو قبل الغدو بني له بيتا في الجنة. Whoever pray exactly 12 ركعات a day from the door of sunnah, door of sunnah or the chapter of sunnah مؤكدة, and two ركعات before فجر, Allah will build for him in the paradise what? House in the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So what is the difference between this hadith? Because the hadith doesn't contradict each other. Doesn't contradict. So Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha ardaha, she said the 12 rak'ah. What is the 12 rak'ah is? Two before Fajr. Four before Dhuhr. That's six. Four after Dhuhr. That's eight. Four after Maghrib. That's 10. I mean, astaghfirullah. Two after Maghrib is 10. Two after Isha is 12. So we can count it here. Again, Umm Habiba in Bukhari Sharif, Zawjatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the wife of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, whoever pray 12 rak'ah a day, it will build for him a house in the, or a mansion in the paradise. And she started mentioning two rak'ah before Fajr, four rak'ah before Dhuhr, two rak'ah after Dhuhr, two rak'ah after Maghrib, two rak'ah after Isha. That's how many? 12 rak'ah. It will build. Again, the ulama, the scholar, they took the hadith of Ibn Umar. Ibn Umar in Bukhari Sharif also, he said, I kept from the Prophet ﷺ 10 rak'ah. Which he did it because he also saw the Prophet ﷺ did it. And he followed and asked him about the Maghrib and Isha. He said, I do it in my house. The Maghrib and Isha. So he kept it in rak'ah. But Ummu Habiba, she said 12. The ulama here, Imam Ahmad and Tirmizi, they make a lot of search, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, about what is the difference between Ibn Umar said 10, Ummu Habiba, she said 12 rak'ah. So in the end, the ulama they said, this is exactly what skipped from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's four rak'ah included because the Prophet all the time, he did this four rak'ah in his house. That include the 12. That's why it's make it 12. Now, what is exactly the difference between this and this? The ulama said, this four rak'ah was independently. The Prophet ﷺ leave it like an option. If you want to follow his steps and you make it in your house before you come to the masjid, that's fine. But the intention here is very important. You come to the masjid, you make four rak'ah. And in the masjid, and you believe this four rak'ah, it's from mu'akkada, al-rawatib, sunnah ratiba, sunnah mu'akkada, obligatory sunnah, you are wrong, because this is from the chapter of nafila. But the other which he prayed from the masjid, the two dhuhr, which hadith we carried from hadith Ibn Umar, two before dhuhr, that is the fixed one. We know that the Prophet ﷺ never. And I show you why. Because Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha warda, she said, when he missed this four rak'ah before dhuhr in his house, he did it after the dhuhr. He did it after the dhuhr, after he prayed the two sunnah for dhuhr, he bring this four rak'ah, which is from nafila, he did it after the dhuhr in his house. Show you what? Show you that is the sunnah. Sunnah, you could carry it. It doesn't fix it by any time. Sometimes if I miss the two rak'ah for dhuhr, after dhuhr, you still, because Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha warda, she stay. If you miss the two rak'ah after dhuhr, you still, you could As the Prophet ﷺ did, you could do it after the Asr. We're going to have a problem again. The Prophet ﷺ, the two rak'ah after Dhuhr, if he missed it, he could do it after Asr. So when we do it after Asr, we became in another problem. The Prophet ﷺ said, no Salah after two Salah. Salat al-Asr and Salat what? Al-Fajr. This is from, from the chapter of Nafila, again. If somebody said after the Asr today, he prayed the Asr, said, I want to make four rak'ah for Allah. It's not recommended. It's undesirable. Right? Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no salah to contribute it. But if you have a sunnah, ratiba mu'akkada, obligatory sunnah, you could do it even in the forbidden time. As the Prophet ﷺ did it. Therefore, you might find some people in the Fajr. If you go to the Fajr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to pray the Fajr in the Masjid. You may find some people say right away when they enter the Masjid and they found the Imam established the Salah. It's a big mistake for the brother to go in the back and they pray the Sunnah and leave the Fard. Because you go to Masjid to pray what? Fard. You don't go to Masjid. Because the Prophet ﷺ, known in his life, all his life, he make all the Sunnah, even Mu'akkada in his house. I will show you. So, because the Prophet ﷺ, he did the two sunnah for Fajr in his house. And when he entered the masjid, he pray only two rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid. That's for your information. The two rak'ah, only two rak'ah before Dhuhr, yes, he did it in the masjid. The two rak'ah after the Dhuhr, he make it in the masjid. The two rak'ah after the Maghrib, he make it in his house. The two rak'ah after the Isha, he make it in his house. So it's between the masjid, because we have a hadith here also from the Prophet ﷺ, لَا تَجْعَلُوا بِيُوتَكُمْ كَالْمَقَابِرِ. Don't make your house like a cemetery. You pray everything, the fard and the sunnah and nafila in the masjid, and you leave your house like what? Abandon it, like nothing. You don't pray in a house. People say, came one day, our brother said, hey, wait a second, I have evidence here. So what's your evidence, brother? He said, you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الصَّلَاةِ الصَّلَاةِ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ. The best salah when you perform it exactly in your house. And they took off with the rest of the hadith. إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَ. Except the written salah. Except the written salah. People, they thought, oh, look at the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the best salah in the house. Allah, ya akhi, subhanallah, fear Allah. Complete the hadith. Because in the end of the hadith, except Al-Maktuba, the written, Kitab, Maktuba, except the written. What you should, you make it the written where? In the Fard, and where? In the Masjid. So some people, they enter in the Masjid. Fajr. You find them, they pray the Sunnah. It's wrong. They have to correct themselves, because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ Al-Maktuba. If you find the Salah has been established, you don't pray any Salah except that what? The written, the fard, the salah. So right away you come from the house, no sunnah tahiyyat al-masjid, no sunnah for fajr. You come join the imam because you come to pray the fard. He said that for a lot of brothers, exactly, they make a mistake. They go in the back and in 1 minute, 2 minutes, they want to finish it. What did you learn from this salah if you had it and you rush it like this? You cannot do it. So join the salah, the fard. And from the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, because when he missed the two rak'ah for Dhuhr, right? After Dhuhr, he missed it. The Prophet ﷺ, when he make it, he make it after the Asr. And after the Asr, there is no in Salah, but this is a written command or a ratiba, sunnah ratiba, mu'akkada. So you could make it even in a forbidden time. But don't start voluntarily to bring extra Salah or additional Salah to pray after these two Salah. What Salah is? After Fajr and what? After what? Asr. No contribution, no nafila, no extra salah, except if you miss the Salat al-Dhuhr, for example, two rak'ah after Dhuhr, you miss it, you could do it after Asr. That's what we said again. The Prophet ﷺ, no salah after Fajr. Yes. That's even if, because some people enter the masjid, they pray tahiyyat al-masjid, and they don't have time exactly to bring this two rak'ah sunnah mu'akkada before Fajr. So what happened? A lot of people, they perform it after. You could perform it in Mazhab Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, wal Imam Malik. He said you could, al-Shafi'i also. You could, this two rak'ah of sunnah al-Fajr before the Fard, If you miss this two rak'ah, you could do it after the Fajr. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, we have an evidence that the Prophet ﷺ postponed up until after exactly the second salah, or after, what did he do? The four rak'ah, when he missed it exactly, he did it after the Salat al-Dhuhr. So it's permissible for every Muslim to bring the two rak'ah which he missed, because the two rak'ah is what? Sunnah what? Mu'akkada for Fajr, mu'akkada or nafila? Mu'akkada. But if you pray after this, and you pray the sunnah, tahiyyatul masjid, you pray the sunnah al fajr, and you after that you pray the fard, somebody will sit, he has time, make tasbih, zikr, and somebody say, let me go and they pray four rak'ah for Allah, or two rak'ah for Allah, after the fajr. Allahu Akbar, this is undesirable. Why? Because there is no salah after fajr, there is no salah after, because no contribution, which you call it nafila. No, after these two salah, because the Prophet said, the hadith, we need to understand the hadith. It doesn't contradicting each other or not different than the other, one another. So we need to understand this, brother, inshallah. So again, the four rak'ah before dhuhr is not a rak'ah mu'akkada. It's the nafila. The only two rak'ah, because from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, in all books of the hadith, Ibn Umar, he said, I kept 10 rak'ah from the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it doesn't matter. If you need to make the four rak'ah before dhuhr, you make it. You could do it like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we need to understand it, what your intention is. This is not ratiba. This is contribution. You do it because the Prophet ﷺ did it in his house. You could even make it in the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. What about the sunnah for Maghrib and Isha? After, the Prophet ﷺ never did it in the masjid. Never did it in the masjid. The two sunnah for Maghrib, the two sunnah for Isha. Never did it in the masjid. And in a time also, Umar and Abu Bakr. Why? Because another hadith. Abdullah ibn Ashhal, Abdullah ibn Yazid, what did he say? He says exactly, kunna fi bani Abdul Ashhal. We were in the group, the tribe called Bani Abdul Ashhal. Right? That's the group. The Prophet ﷺ came to us and he prayed the Maghrib. He led the salah for the Maghrib. And after he prayed the Maghrib, before another people making tasbih. Tasbih, it's mean here the salah. Say, and then after that, he called them after the salah. Qala, hadihi salat al-biyut. Hadihi salat al-biyut. This is the salah of the house. After he saw the people pray the Maghrib in the masjid, he said, this is the salah in the house. This is the salah in the house. Up to this hadith, this authentic hadith, narrated by Tirmizi and Nasa'i, Abu Dawood, and they said this is exactly, he told the people like this, this is the salah of the house, to make the house life, you could make it. And even they said exactly in the time of Umar, what would you learn from Umar, in the time of Umar and Abu Bakr, people after Salat al-Maghrib, all of them, they used to leave from the masjid to pray in their house Salat al-Maghrib and Isha. But the conclusion, the Imam Ahmad, he said, because the sunnah is not fixed on the time. You could pray the sunnah for, I miss the two sunnah after dhuhr. You could do it after Isha. With intention that you miss the two rak'ah after dhuhr, you could still make it after Isha. Even after Isha. Or any time in a diurn. Even after Asr, which is the forbidden time to pray. Because this is sunnah mu'akkada. So what we learn from this, inshallah ta'ala, we need to understand something here today. You must understand where is the sunnah ratiba and where is the sunnah sunnah nafila. Nafila, it's mean contribution. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have another hadith about Salat al-Maghrib. Yes. About Salat, the two rak'ah after Maghrib and the two rak'ah after Isha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told the people, this is the Salah of the house. The ulama bring another hadith for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he says, and Abdullah ibn Yazid, he says, he know exactly, also he permit his Sahaba to perform the two rak'ah before Maghrib. I'm going to be before Maghrib. Talk about the two rak'ah before Maghrib. Some people right away when they hear the adhan, they stand up and they bring the rak'ah, two rak'ah before Maghrib. If this is mu'akkada or that is nafila. Mu'akkada or nafila. We have a hadith here gonna stop us. The brother, he said nafila, is Allah khair. But we have another hadith we need to bring it also to be honest in knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in this hadith about the two rak'ah before Maghrib. He said this two rak'ah before Maghrib, it's exactly rak'atani qabla al-Maghrib, rak'atani qabla al-Maghrib, rak'atani qabla al-Maghrib. He repeated three times, two rak'ah before Maghrib, two rak'ah before Maghrib, two rak'ah before Maghrib. جزاك الله خير الله أكبر ما شاء الله. But in the end of the hadith he said لمن يشاء حتى لا يظن الناس أنها سنة مؤكدة. To those who will. That's mean when he say to those who will mean what for you? It's مؤكدة or exactly a contribution. Contribution, because a lot of people when they hear the adhan for Salat al-Maghrib, Allahu Akbar, and they bring and they thought this is two rak'ah sunnah mu'akkada. Don't mix it up. This two rak'ah is al-Imam Ahmad explained it, while Imam Muslim, he says there is a hadith we need to bring it also, because when you open all this hadith you will be confused. Therefore we need the ulama and the scholar to explain to us with no contradiction here. The two rak'ah before Maghrib, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, he repeated the three and he permit his sahaba to do it. Al-Imam Ahmad in his tafsir, Al-Imam Muslim in tafsir, what did he say? He said, you know, there is a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, ma bayna kull adhanayni salah. Between two adhan, every two adhan, there is a salah. There is a salah. That is the word. What is the two adhan is? You know, in every salah, we have two adhan. Remember, the adhan for the salah itself. And when you make iqama, is this not adhan or not? It's the adhan. So between every two adhan, there is a salah. There is a salah. What is the salah here? Is contribution to those who will. To those who want to make that. And number of the sahaba, they didn't do it. Because they didn't like to teach the people that this is mu'akkada. Because we find a lot of people after azan right away, everybody start. What you praying? We don't stop you. We don't deny this to rak'ah. We agree about this to rak'ah because the Prophet ﷺ said between the two azan there is a salah. But what salah you pray, my brother? A sunnah mu'akkada or is that nafila? Nafila. There is nafila. It's nafila. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't do it, you are not a sinner. You understand? That is exactly the bargaining here and the area we need to clear it. Don't make it mu'akkada. Because if you make it mu'akkada obligatory, you will be sinner. Because you change something the Prophet ﷺ never did it. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Fadala, Shaykh. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Tahiyyatul masjid, adwa after what? Yes, because why? The brother, he asked a very important question. We know that the time of set, the time, Maghrib, exactly the time of Maghrib, before the Maghrib, when the sun is almost set, the Prophet denied to pray in this time. You know, because this is the pray of Majus, one of the disbeliever tribes. They used to worship exactly the sun. So what happened? He said he denied us to act like the disbeliever because that's their salah. Before the Maghrib to worship, because they worship exactly the sun. So, again, my question to you, because you asked the question, Tahiyyatul Masjid, is a mu'akkada or option? Mu'akkada or option? It's mu'akkada. It's not an option. Why? You remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he gave the khutbah for the day of the Jum'ah. And he found a man enter the Masjid and he said, he stopped the whole khutbah. He told them, stand up. Did you pray two rak'ah of Tahiyyat al-Masjid? قال نا يا رسول الله I don't do it. قال فصلي ركعتين خفيفتين ولا تتجاوز فيهما. Pray two rak'ah, light rak'ah, and don't make it longer, because the khutbah of the Jum'ah is a part of Jum'ah. So the Prophet ﷺ, they say, they prove it, the scholar, even he stopped the khutbah completely, waiting for the man until he finished the two rak'ah, and then after that he started his khutbah back. To show you here, when they told the man, stand up and make the two rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid, it became option, or the Prophet ﷺ obligated the man. Obligate the man. Therefore, we take it from exactly the Prophet ﷺ is saying, if you enter the masjid in any time, just pray two rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid. Therefore, people ago, when we talk about Salat al-Jum'ah, because I'm going to bring the whole chapter for Salat al-Jum'ah to clear all the confusion. When is exactly we pray the sunnah? Some people before they believe they have to pray four rak'ah or eight rak'ah before Jum'ah. Some people believe they have to make four rak'ah and so on and so. We need to clear all this idea also, inshallah, in a chapter of Al-Jum'ah. Therefore, Tahiyyatul Masjid, even in a forbidden time, even before the sun, the time of the sunset, you enter the masjid, you could pray what? Tahiyyatul Masjid. But the Prophet ﷺ in his hadith, in the other hadith, he deny you to pray in this time when you bring what? Nafila, contribution, is not sunnah mu'akkada, is not ratiba, is not obligatory sunnah. So tahiyyat al-masjid became like obligated to rak'ah sunnah. Exactly, you enter the masjid any time, you enter even when the imam start his khutbah, you could go and enter the masjid and pray to rak'ah for what? Tahiyyat al-masjid. What's that proof for you? What is that showing? Showing you what? It's exactly, it's not an option. So every Muslim became like exactly, inshallah ta'ala, because sinna mu'akkada from the Prophet ﷺ. We will discuss also together. When I entered the masjid and I found only the time is very little, shall I pray the two rak'ah sunnat al-fajr or two rak'ah of tahiyyatul masjid? We'll clear this too, inshallah ta'ala. Which rak'ah? Which has a priority? I have only 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I could pray this two rak'ah. Which one I did not pray the sunnah for fajr? And I did not pray exactly tahiyyatul masjid. Which one has a priority to pray? Because I have only two. You understand? We need also to clear this, inshallah ta'ala, together. We'll talk about some four rak'ah before asr, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. Some people before asr, they said there is a four rak'ah before asr. We need to know about this four rak'ah. You understand? We need to know. Some people, they believe also before Isha, there is a two rak'ah. We will clear it, inshallah ta'ala. If you need to know the rest, inshallah, the time is over. We need to go, inshallah ta'ala, together, inshallah ta'ala. And if you have any question in your mind, please see that this question, I love the question, which is the brother asking me, is very important question. May Allah reward him and reward every one of you, inshallah ta'ala, to learn day and day. We're never going to learn the sunnah unless we'll be together to exactly, if I miss something, you correct me or you remind me, inshallah ta'ala. That is the way how we learn, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much time we spend in order to bring the pure, inshallah ta'ala, without concentrating in any say. I'm not, all the mazhab are in my head. Over my head. I am here to teach the comparison madahib to bring everything for you, inshallah, and tell you the conclusion which one has a strong evidence, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach all of us. Enter all of us is the Jannah with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach us the Quran and Sunnah and make all of us die in a state of Islam, inshallah ta'ala, with la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahumma izzal Islam wa ansur muslimina fi kulli makan. Allahumma izzal Islam wa ansur muslimina fi kulli makan. Wa akhtim lana bi khatimati sa'adati ajma'in. Wa ja'alna min al-ahli al-Jannah. Wa ja'alna min al-lazina ya'maluna al-salihat. Al-qa'imina, al-amilina, al-raki'ina, al-sajirina. Allahumma taqabbalna fi ibadika al-salihin. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين اللهم أكرمنا يا ربي ولا تهنا اللهم انصرنا على القوم الظالمين اللهم انصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم افتح قلوبنا للإيمان والعمل الصالح واهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين واجعلنا متحابين في جلالك مجتمعين على كلامك وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله